Hey, it's Menachem Seiderson. Thanks for joining us for today's episode of What's a Jew to Do? We're going to move on to a new subject now, the laws of shoes in halacha. I thought that would be fun. There's a lot of small details that you need to know about putting on shoes or using your shoes in Judaism. I thought this would be an interesting topic. Hopefully, it will carry us through a week or two or three. There's actually a special blessing that we make every morning, specifically about shoes. The blessing of Sha'asali Kol Tzarki, thanking God for providing all my needs, the Talmud tells us, is specifically for the blessing of shoes. And we should be very grateful for our shoes. Shoes are made of durable material. Shoes can be polished. They're lined for comfort. They have hard soles to protect the feet, rubber heels to make them to be comfortable for walking. They are a big blessing that God has given man the wisdom to create such wonderful things to both look good and feel good. Shoes are also symbolic of the dignity of man. In fact, in some sources it says that one of the reasons why society began to wear shoes, and one should wear shoes, besides for the convenience and practicality of it, is because it's modest to cover all parts of your body, including your feet. So that's another significant factor in the shoes. The Talmud tells us that one should even sell the beams of their house, that's the expression they use, in order to purchase shoes for their feet. It also says in one place that they should sell everything they own in order to buy a pair of shoes. Shoes are essential components for life. And one more quick thought about shoes. It says that Avraham did not take the spoils from the war of the four kings and the five kings, and he said, I don't even want a shoe strap. And our sages tell us that for that, Avraham was rewarded with the straps of the tefillin for his descendants. So it actually makes a connection between our shoes and our tefillin, and we're going to see that that is relevant later on. Thanks for joining me. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow.